Hey, it's your host Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. Today I am connecting with Haley Babcock, Haley Happens Fitness. I reached out to Haley because not only is she an amazing resource for 35 plus women in training and health, but we are also both members of the Betty Squad. So I am super excited for our conversation together, and I hope that you take lots of tidbits, information, and ways to up your health, training game, and physique for all of you 35 plus women out there. So enjoy our conversation and welcome to Haley. Well, thank you. As I said, like I came across you via the Betty Squad, but like all of your abundance of knowledge in the 35 plus field is so hitting real these days. And I love everything that you're putting out there. So thank you.
Oh, of course. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. So maybe start with telling me a little bit about yourself and like Betty, how did you get involved with Betty and everything as well?
All right. So I moved to Colorado when I was 27. And of course, like if you live in Boulder, I feel like you have to ride and you have to do triathlon.
Yep.
So I kind of like got swooped up into that world really quickly and just did it. Real, you know, while I was having kids, pretty, I don't know, not that serious. And then I started getting really serious and I hired a coach, and I don't even know how I happened upon the Betty team, but I ended up just applying. I just found it online and ended up applying. And this was like the second year. So they had been around for 1 year.
Yep.
And then the second year I joined and met a lot of women, but some friends that I'm still really close with today. And that kind of got me like in Betty. And I raced pretty seriously for a few years after that. And then I moved to New Jersey and wasn't really doing triathlon, so I didn't reapply. And then Kristen and I have kind of stayed in touch. And I just reached out this last year and I was like, well, I don't race anymore, but I do cycle. So kind of came back in contact with her. So that's kind of how I found the Betty Squad. And now Kristen lives in Park City and I have some friends that live in Park City. So it's kind of a nice little connection.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's like just so many amazing like-minded women that she's able to bring together, and there's just different commonalities, and you know, it's just such a really cool community.
Oh, it's so fun. It's so fun. And as far as triathlon like gear goes, I mean, I think that's how I even found Betty Designs. Is I would go to the local triathlon stores. What are they selling?
Totally.
It's not going to work for me.
No.
So hallelujah that something else was out there that was super stylish. And yeah.
Absolutely. Now, where are you now? Where are you located?
So I'm back in Boulder. I moved to New Jersey for 3 years while my husband was working in the city. And then 2020, we moved back here.
Okay.
And I was like itching to come back, but he really liked, you know, being the proximity to the city. And I love the city too, but it's a different world out there. And
I can imagine. Yeah. Those two worlds are very different, like Colorado versus. Yeah, absolutely.
So back here.
And now you're a personal trainer. Tell me a bit about your background in this business world.
Okay. So this is really odd. I feel like your path kind of comes along and you don't know your path. Sometimes you start and then you end up somewhere completely different. So when my last year of racing was, I think 2018, 2019, I did Chattanooga 70.3. and did awesome. Finished couple, like with a week, within a week, I started having this knee pain. Anyways, this went on for months, going to doctors, no one could really diagnose it. And then finally I found a really good surgeon that discovered what was wrong. And he was like, well, you're going to need major surgery and you're going to be completely non-weight bearing for 6 weeks after.
Oh gosh.
And to anyone that does triathlon, I mean, that's like a nightmare.
To anyone that just likes to move, period. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Terrible. And up until this time, I was pretty much, I'd been a Pilates instructor, well, now for 25 years. So that's kind of what I was doing. I was teaching Pilates out there and kind of just like doing triathlon and teaching Pilates. So I ended up having the surgery. I guess it was 2018 that I raced, January 2019. And I'm not one to really watch a lot of TV. And so I was like, what am I going to do for 6 weeks while I'm just pretty much sitting
around? Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to get my personal training cert. And that's what I did the entire time. I just went down this rabbit hole and I got certified in like 6 weeks because I just had nothing else to do. And then one thing kind of led upon another. And in 2020, so I was, by this time, 2020, I was doing some personal training just out of my home gym out in New Jersey. And, I was teaching TRX. So a lot of my following at first came from TRX. So 2020, everyone shut down. And I had a bunch of clients that were just like, Haley, what do we do? And I was like, all right, well, I'm not individually like calling everyone. So I'm just going to post it on Instagram and I'll just post workouts. So I started doing that and nobody else had anything to do. So it would just like kind of snowballed really fast. And so I was like, all right, I really like TRX for home, but my passion is more, you know, strength training besides TRX. So I didn't want to be pigeonholed. Like TRX reached out to me and I was like, do I train with them? Do I become one of their trainers? And it just wasn't a right fit. So that's how I kind of landed upon personal training. And I quickly discovered in the first couple of years how misinformed the female population is.
Yeah.
So the 40 plus, 35, but even like the 45, 50 plus crowd, they're the cash cows in the fitness industry. They're the ones that have money. And they're the ones that want to hire trainers and they're the ones that want to invest some time into it. But as you know, there is a lot of noise online, anywhere, and everyone's trying to sell you something like this is a quick fix. This is a supplement, blah, blah, blah. And it made me really sad that women would come to me every day and they're like, I'm spinning my wheels. I don't know why, like I'm eating pretty well. I'm exercising regularly, but is this just like mom body that comes when you start getting older and you're hitting perimenopause? And so I started seeking out mentors that knew a lot more than me. So I found Stacey Sims and we connected and I just adore her. So I've had her on a few times and of course have all of her books and everything. And then this business partner that I had in Australia, and it was kind of just perfect timing how our worlds collided. And now we run courses together and it just kind of like, I had no idea. I thought I was going to be like the TRX girl in 2020.
And where in the world it had different plans for you.
Yeah. And so it just kind of like took me where I really want to be and just providing like the right information and what's the latest science? Because it's always changing and it's really hard to keep up. So that's why I was like, okay, my business partner, you know, he's pretty much the brains and he studies all of the new information that comes out every morning and he's on a lot of boards. And then, you know, we kind of just bring it together for the female. Yeah.
And I mean, as we get to obviously 40s, like everyone's hormones change at different times, but it is kind of around that magic number. And obviously, as you said, like, is it just overnight, the mom body? Well, yes and no in that sense, but there are ways that we can kind of help address and tackle it better, right?
100%. Yes.
So I know like there's, you know, the cardio queens, let's say, out there, like that's what we're used to being able to do. We're able to like run triathlon, trail, you know, trail, cycle, whatever it is, all the time. And that used to work so well. And then it literally feels like overnight that it's like, no, not anymore. So like, how do we combat that?
Okay. So it's really interesting because I clearly love endurance exercise mm-hmm. and it's a big part of my life. And you'll find this, you know, these mixed groups online where people are like, no, you need to give up cardio altogether. Well, to people that love it, they're like, well, okay, I want body composition changes, but I also don't want to just X out all of these things that I love.
It's a mental side too, right? Like I think the cardio kind of gives you a mental adrenaline rush that like the endorphins and everything.
Yes. I mean, and it's so good for our heart health and there's lots of different benefits. I think where women have to change when they're starting to have this body shift and when they're aging into this perimenopause phase, they have to shift just doing the long and lovely. That's what I call like the zone two work. There's yeah. still a place for it, but we have to start transitioning to strength training to keep our bones strong, to keep the body composition that we want, to keep the muscle mass on, because that is how the longevity of our life looks, depending on our muscle mass and our bone strength and our health that way. So there's a million reasons why strength training should be a part of every female's life. But I think the biggest hurdle is number one, women don't know where to start. And number two, they're intimidated of the weight room. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And those are hard issues to overcome. And so, I mean, I try to, you have to meet people where they are. So, you know, can you work out at home? 100%. Are you going to get more benefits at a gym? 100%. But some women are never going to go down that path. So what do we do while they're at home? Well, as long as you have, you know, a good program and you have a little bit of equipment, you have a pretty long runway at first, especially if you're not new to strength training. Yeah. And so I think that needs to be the shift, as well as we all know the high intensity interval training. We all do it as triathletes and cyclists. That's a part of it. But a lot of women miss that portion, or they do it, but it's not a true high intensity interval session. So like, nothing wrong with group classes. Whatever gets you motivated and whatever you're going to do is what you're going to stick with. So I would never say anything about any kind of fitness that somebody is doing. But if you're looking for body composition changes, it has to be very specific. And just like when we're training for any long endurance event, you have to do more than you did last week. So the problem with just random group classes or like picking something on a Peloton, you know, or on YouTube is that there's no way to gauge the intensity, and it's always, it's up to the instructor.
Yeah.
You know, so it's never overloading and getting harder and you're getting faster at this specific. So it's a lot easier if you just pick something and have a program that will overload it. Or if you know how, just doing a little bit more, but sticking to something other than just like randomly doing this or that.
Yeah.
That's the biggest problem that I see, as well as just not prioritizing the strength training, because we're busy. And especially like when we have these cardio events that require a lot of time, it's kind of the first thing to X out because you can only fit in so much.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And so, I think too, like to like, you know, start even small, just start somewhere, right? Like even if you're doing 30 minutes of strength, you know, in your days, instead of like, you don't have the hour. Well, I mean, I know I can kill myself in 30 minutes sometimes, like just, you know, one to the next, just take less break. And how motivated are you to do that? Also, probably those perceptions change as to whether you're doing it at home or versus a gym with a trainer.
Yep. 100%. It's as long as you do something, something's always better than nothing. And even if you break it up in 10-minute increments and do that a few times, the body doesn't care. As long as it's hitting the effort, that's what's important.
So what do you see kind of for the strength side then? As like, I mean, I guess everyone is different, but like what would be the ideal amount in a week that you're getting done?
Okay, so One day a week is barely enough for maintenance. And again, anything's better than nothing, but you really have to have at least 2 days, hitting muscle groups 2 days. So I would say like 2 full body days is enough to build muscle. It's enough to, you know, see some definition and see some change. 3 is kind of ideal most of the time, but 2 is definitely fine. 1, if you don't have, if that's all you can do, that's great. But again, it's what is your ultimate goal? What are you trying to do? If you're trying to lose, if you're in a fat loss phase, you probably need 3 days, ideally. If you're just trying to build a little bit of muscle and kind of maintain, 2 is enough.
And then, so then, yeah, say I'm at this point where I want to, you know, lean out, and to do that, is 2 or 3 enough, or is more a detriment? Like, how do you find that balance?
3 is usually enough, and it has to be paired. Obviously, nutrition is the biggest component to leaning out for anyone. It's the biggest piece of the puzzle, and it's the hardest piece, because we can all do an hour of exercise a day, or, you know, head out on our bike for a few hours. But then when we come back, what goes in our mouth for the other 23 hours, it's hard. It's like we have access to whatever we want all the time. So it's tricky to kind of nail that piece.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that makes total sense. And then to be able to still enjoy triathlon or other sports, like how do I then implement that into my training so that I'm getting the max on the strength side, but, you know, not too sore, let's say, to be able to go and run the distance that I need to the next day?
Yeah. Well, it all comes down to how you prioritize a week. So ideally, the strength training sessions would not be back to back. The high intensity sessions, or more of those hard tempo, you know, runs or bikes or whatever. Swimming is a little bit different, but those two modalities of the run and the bike, it should be separated a little bit, and then have some of those easier built-in sessions in between. Because if you're not recovering, then that doesn't serve. You can't serve two masters. It's like, well, if triathlon and kind of building and endurance and you have an event or some kind of goal, that's the first goal and that's the priority. And then the strength training needs to just be filtered in there. And it shouldn't be where you're destroyed. I mean, people come to me all the time. And they're like, oh, okay, just destroy me. I want to be so sore, I can't walk. You know, I love being sore. So just, you know, do whatever you have, throw at me whatever you have. Okay, well, what does that do for you tomorrow when you can't exercise? You just lost an entire day of fitness. So the goal should never be, even though some women love to be sore, the goal is not to destroy yourself. It's how do I get the minimal dose that the body will see and be able to recover so that I can continue on with everything else I have for that week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally agree. I love feeling it a little bit, but then, like, you know, when it's lasting 2 and 3 days and you're still like, oh my God, this is not a good situation.
Not good.
So now you do primarily online programming now, is that right? Or do you still do one-on-one coaching? What does this look like in your world?
Yes, I do both. So I do have one-on-one in-person clients that I personal train, just so that I don't lose the skill. I'll always keep that. And I like the interaction and I like being able to help out in my community, but the majority, I would say, of my hours are now online. So I do one-on-one coaching, but then I also do, you know, take and go programs that are strength related. And then I offer courses, different courses throughout the year for fat loss, you know, challenges, nutrition courses only. So there's a bunch of different courses that I offer. That's really fun because it pulls people from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And so it's really fun to have, you know, somebody from Argentina and Greece and, you know, kind of everywhere, combining them all together. And it's a good group because we're all in the same age category. We're all dealing with the same things. And, you know, I would say if you're finding someone online and you're hitting this 35 plus age group, find someone that knows that crowd. Because it's very different for recovery, for body composition, for all of these changes than someone in their 20s that has no clue. you know.
So would you say that you're in better shape now than you were in your 20s, or different shape, or? Yeah.
100%.
Yes. I think that we just like take more, you know, time to really understand and research, because again, back to our 20s, we could almost do anything and everything just worked.
Yeah. I mean, and squeezing in everything outside of those of us that are super motivated and doing a lot of endurance activities. So we're already getting the exercise, we're motivated, we can get through hard sessions, we have the drive, even when we don't want to. But another piece of that recovery puzzle is, well, how are you sleeping? Because if you're sleeping crappy, which, to be honest, the majority of women that I meet are not like, I sleep amazing. I mean, yeah. Most of us are struggling, especially as we start to hit perimenopause. That's a big side effect that comes. And sleep, if we have impaired sleep, then we just don't perform as well. So sleep is a big component to add in there, but we also have daily stress. A lot of women are dealing with aging parents, dealing with teenagers that are very hard, going through divorce, you know, all of these things.
Life is,
that in our 50s and 40s that probably, you know, again, the 20 somethings have no clue. It's hard to balance all of that, but then still have enough energy and being able to really excel in whatever your goal is fitness wise.
I love that. And I think too, being able to like, you know, how come we all know like the number that was on the scale when we were in high school? Like, why is that still such a thing? Whereas, you know, negate the fact that we've had kids, we go through these life stresses, our hormones are changing. How about we like redefine that as to know, like, how do, as you just said, feel so much freaking better now and in way more better shape than you were in your 20s? Let's acknowledge that, ignore the scale, and just get a better, healthy mind and body perspective.
Oh, yes. And it's still the biggest hurdle. And there are trying to unravel that can take years, which is why for my nutrition and my fat loss courses, I have a behavioral psychologist that deals with behavior change on my staff, because some of that, like, that's out of my lane. I can, you know, tell someone that the scale isn't that important and we're looking more at body composition and, you know, there's all these other areas to look at, but that still can make or break someone's day. By what the scale says, no matter how much information and education they have, and how much that I tell them, it's irrelevant in a lot of ways. It's still really hard to unwind when you have had that programmed for years, decades.
Even. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Which is so crazy too. Like, I think rationally we can all see like how nuts that is, but irrationally we just liked that number.
This is so true.
I saw that you have a challenge or a program coming up this fall. So Fat Loss Happens.
Yes.
What is this? Can you tell me a bit about it?
Yeah. So when Tony, my business partner, so he's kind of the educator, the brains. And when we got together, I've taken all of his courses that he's an educator for personal trainers. And I did this fat loss course for personal trainers. And I came out and I was like, why isn't there something like this for just general population? Mm-hmm. And so I just discussed it with him. And I was like, would you want to do this course and just give it a shot? I knew that I was onto something, but you never know how something's going to go. You just kind of jump off the cliff, like, well, let's see. So we came up with all of these, you know, instead of just like, okay, I'm going to give you your macros. I'm going to tell you what to eat or not tell you what to eat. But I'm going to give you your calories and your macro budget, and I'm going to give you the workouts. But how do we educate these women? So, you know, my goal is like, I want my clients to outgrow me. I don't want them to be, you know, call me on vacation and be like, well, I didn't know what to eat. I had no idea. You just told me what to eat every day. And now what do I do? I don't know what 30 grams of protein looks like on a plate. And so we decided to have, you know, a group of women that want to lose weight together. in a lifestyle manner. So it's not aggressive. You're not going to lose your health. It's, you know, where some people are like, well, how much am I going to lose? Well, you know, realistically, if we want to hang on to muscle mass, you're not going to lose more than 1, maybe 2 pounds, depending on how much weight you have to lose a week. Mm-hmm. So, but how do we educate you so that you have the education, you have the accountability, and you have a group of women that are all doing the same thing? So that's pretty much it. We have 14 education modules that teach you everything from the benefits of strength training, you know, effort in the gym, benefits of cardio, zone 2 and HIIT, and where those come into play. Everything to know about nutrition, macronutrients, low energy availability, which is aggressive dieting, how that affects your metabolism and how that affects your health. So I would say the biggest thing that I see in women that will come into this course, because obviously I pull a lot of endurance athletes as well, mm-hmm. is they're under eating and they're over exercising mm-hmm. by far the biggest issue. And they're just like, okay, well, either I have to exercise more or I have to cut my calories even less. Why am I not losing weight? Why do I still hold on? Well, the body thinks it's starving. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of one of the biggest issues that I like to educate women on in this course is like, you don't have to eat like a rabbit. You know, you don't have to starve yourself, but you can still get these results if you do it the right way. Because all of the experts in this field that are not trying to sell you a specific diet or a specific product to change, you know, to lose weight,
yeah,
they all agree on the same information. It's all out there, all through the evidence, all through the science. So it's been really empowering for women to be able to have all the information and know when something comes up and is served to them on social media that they're like, well, I know why that's not true. Mm-hmm. You know, now I'm armed to be able to know what I should do. So I'm not always reliant on just trying these fads. And how can we lose weight, but change habits so that it is permanent? Anyone can lose weight.
Yeah, but absolutely.
The majority of them will gain it back. If you look at them, where are they in 3 months? Where are they in 6 months? Where are they in 9 months? And what does that look like? Because if you can't maintain it and you don't know how to maintain it and you just go back to your old ways, you end up in the same spot. And then that's the yo-yo of just like constant dieting and never feeling like, you know, they're happy where they are.
Yeah. Well said. I think like that, you know, going back then to the younger years too, it was just like, I'll eat less to lose weight. And then actually slowly over time, we are just killing our metabolism and it doesn't really understand what we are doing. And then, you know, as Dr. Sim says also, like, then you're into like red S and like dealing with all these like super horrible metabolism things that you really have to break all the way back down to refeed and refuel your whole body.
Yes. It's so dangerous. And I mean, every day, that's what so many of us are served up on is just like, oh, let's go on this 900 calorie diet. I love to eat. How much can I eat, you know, and keep, you know, the goals that I have? I mean, that's what I'm always like.
Yeah.
That's the fun of life is eating and being able to have that enjoyment with family, with friends, you know, it brings a lot of people together. So there's so many, it just is, there's the right information out there. Women just have to find it and trust it.
Mm-hmm. So I know that there's not really necessarily one thing that you can tell 40 plus women, but if there was like one hot tip that you are going to leave out there today, what would it be?
I would say prioritize strength training at all costs.
Boom.
Well, just make it a part of your life and fit it in whenever you can so that when you're 60 and 70 and 80, that you're living a quality of life independently.
Yeah. I love that. Yes. So, not have to rely on other people to care for you, walk you, all the things, be able to lift your own groceries.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
So If someone's wanting to work with you, follow one of your programs, your challenges, where do we find you and how can we do that?
So you can just visit my website, HaleyHappensFitness.com, and all of my programs are on there. Obviously, you can find me on Instagram as well. And same name, Haley Happens Fitness. And you can link to my website there. But all of my programs are either on my link tree in Instagram, in my bio, or just online on my website.
And do you still have room in your Fat Loss Happens for Fall program?
Well, we haven't even opened it up yet, but the wait list is large. I'll say that. So the wait list, you have the best chance if you're on the wait list.
Yeah.
But it's people are excited about it. So it's like the best course I love to run because it's just super fun.
Oh, well, all the knowledge that it sounds like you offer and then being able to have that like power and numbers accountability showing up, there's so many reasons to have that consistency and results in the end if you're willing to get there.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I so appreciate your time today and loved this conversation. And I know everyone will that listens.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.